Pastor Philip Samuel is here with us. He has been a friend of the ministry. He's the most senior friend in how you have in medical science, the senior fellows. And the ministry first came there and people in the 70s. And it's an amazing testimony. And he's been pastoring in Guntur. How many of you know Suresh? Suresh is a prodigal from the ministry. He came out by faith, and he has a ministry there. They have an orphanage, etc. So he's been friends after the service. Some of you may want to get to know him. You can spend some time. Guntur is the chili capital of the world. It's a very interesting place. And he's been in Lenox for, 6 months? You're in a Bible school. They were in a ministry. He's traveled all over. Been a faithful friend. So let's welcome him as he comes to speak this morning.
I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm very happy to be with you this morning. I was longing for many years to come over here to Bangalore. It has been very long. Long time back I came. Maybe 7 or 8 years back I came to Bangalore. After that, last year I tried to come, but that's not happened. And I'm praying for you, for the ministry here. And occasionally I call Pastor Brian and know what is going on here. I'm very glad that to see a picture going to be, the vision going to be in reality. And I'm just looking forward that's to come reality very soon. And God is able to do it. And nothing is impossible as it is in the will of God. And the ministry in Guntur, God is continually blessing us to serve Him. And Pastor Nicanor and his ministry is going on well. And his children, one of them, one daughter married and she is in Germany. I think you know. And another son who is went to further studies in States. And the other son, last one, is in Bangalore somewhere that is doing his homeopathy medicine. And keep praying for him. And my son, Stevens, some of you know, I think, most of you. He is in Goa. I was coming. I went to Goa for a few days. And Friday, I came out from him to Bangalore. And I called Pastor Dennis. And I talked with him afternoon. And he's busy and my son also busy. I thought I'm not able to see him. But outreach, Stephen, they went to somewhere, marketplace. So we are doing outreach time. And I see Pastor Dinesh coming over, passing through us. You know, it was surprising to see him and know the ministry. And thank God for the work which he is doing there. And I just want to share with you a small verse from the Bible. John Gospel, chapter 9. It's a very familiar verse to every one of us. Chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for this morning thou hast given to me to fellowship with these dear ones in thy name, Lord. Thank you for thy word. Bless us with thy word that we may live and do according to thy word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And our Lord Jesus Christ, while he is on earth, he spoke this verse, very familiar verse to us. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. And Jesus came to this earth with a mission, with a purpose, to do the work of the Father which he sent by. The Father sent him with a mission to do it. Is that many times there is so many hindrances and so many problems he faced. Satan tempted him many ways, and many sufferings he has undergone, but he did not stop what he have, the work which God has given to him, the mission he came. He finished it on the cross of Calvary. It said, I finish. It is finished. He did finish. Nothing could stop him to do it. And he said that I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Day, night cometh, no man can work. Our life, when it is going to end, we do not know. When night coming to me, I do not know. When our Lord Jesus is going to come, we do not know. Night is going to come. Certainly that will come. So we have given certain time for each one of us to do the work of the Father. God the Father gave work to Jesus, the only begotten Son. He never gives the work to not belong to him. Those who belong to the family of God, children of God, God gives to his children work. I just want to see this Matthew Gospel chapter 21. Verse 28. It is a similar verse we have here. A father has two sons. He called his first son and told him, son, go work today in my vineyard. Son, go work today in my vineyard. God, the Father, gives work only to his children. The son, he is calling son, go work. Every son of God has work, not only pastor. Pastor Brian, Pastor Anil, Pastor Benny. Not only they have work here to do it. Every child of God, born in the family of God, no matter what is our position, who you are, you may be men or women, God has a purpose and a mission for each one of us to do on this earth. We can do it only it is day. We cannot do on night. We are day people. Night coming, we cannot work. So it is day for us. Till our death, we have to work. Where we have to work? In his vineyard. Where is his vineyard? Some pastors say, this is my ministry. This is my vineyard. But it's nothing for anybody vineyard. It's a God's vineyard. We all can work. Only pastor's vineyard means pastor only works. But it is the whole of all of you belong to the family of God. It's a vineyard which God has given to you this year to work. That's your responsibility and my responsibility, everyone's responsibility to work in his vineyard. And when you do it, we'll be called faithful servants of God. We know Pastor Stevens worked. Because of his work, one man committed his life to work while it is day. Till his death, he did not stop working. He worked. We see the result. We see some people are going to be baptized. Someone worked behind them. One soul coming to Christ is not an easy thing. We think just giving a tract or say, or believe in Jesus, that not happens. It's a lot of work. Not just work by speaking and going, but praying. Everything is involved. So God has given for each one of us work to do it. Every one of us have work in his vineyard. There's plenty of vineyard. It's a small work. Means if construction maybe 100 people may work. But 1,000 people go work for the construction, no work for them. But for the vineyard of God, everybody has work. Plenty. We need to do it. We need to do it. It is day. So when night coming, nobody can work. I just want to see Ecclesiastes chapter 9:10 or 10:9. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. We are all going. Everybody goes there. But before we go there, we have to do it with all might. God has given the hands to do it, the legs to go, the mouth to speak. God has given to us. We thank God for that. Let's do it, and let's the work of God be done, And Apostle Paul, that he said that I finished my race. I have completed. I have done it. And so many before us, example. Pastor Stevens, an example. And many godly men are examples. Let's follow Christ as he finished his work. Let us finish each one of work and glorify our Lord. Thank you. Thank you very much.